The Warriors hosting the Heat in a Sunday night matchup at Oracle Arena, and Kevin Durant helping lead the way with a game-high 39 points. Klay Thompson delivered 29 points to the effort with 6 three-pointers, while Stephen Curry added 25 points with 5 trays as Draymond Green had a 14-rebound, 7-assist night, and the Heat fight until the end in a close one, where a key three-pointer from KD and some clutch free throws from DeMarcus Cousins late put the Warriors ahead as they hold on for the 120-118 victory.
Winslow trying to inbound. Waiters. They get it now to Waiters.
He's going for a three here.
Three, Waiters for the win. Long tip. Warriors win.
We kind of warned our guys before the game about what a tough team this is to play. Miami every year, no matter what their roster looks like, they're one of the best defensive clubs, most disciplined. They just compete. They play hard. And so it was just one rebound after another. I think it was 19-3 on the glass to start the game, which was just a killer. So it took us a long time to get going. Thought the bench did a great job, late first and early second. Guys like Jonas and Loon, Sean Livingston, Quinn, they all came in, did a good job, and got us back in the game.
Steve, what do you think was key for not only Kevin, Steph, and Klay to do what they normally do, but it was fairly balanced in terms of the field goal attempts that they had?
I just thought Kevin carried us for much of that game. He was tremendous. Huge three down the stretch, several big shots in the fourth. And Klay, I thought, carried us, early in that fourth quarter. We really weren't playing very well, but he made a few big shots just to kind of keep the momentum going. So that's just who they are. There's a reason they're all going to Charlotte next week for the All-Star game.
You mentioned the way Miami kind of plays defense. How important is KD's mid-range game and, nights like that where you're playing a good, disciplined defensive
game? Yeah. They do a good job of taking away the three-point line. And Kevin in the mid-range is devastating. Raymond just told me he was like 14 for 17 or something. 15 for 18 from mid-range. So he's the ultimate weapon against a defense like that. He was really dominant with that shot, and I thought that was a big part of the game.
You obviously manipulated minutes to get Cousins to close both halves. How did you think that worked just with the bursts, with his energy, and how did you think the team, the unit, did in those close the half sessions?
I thought DeMarcus made one of the big plays of the game, getting that offensive rebound and then knocking down the game-winning free throws. It was a really good night for him and for us to feel that kind of defensive pressure, and we definitely have to get better at both ends. I thought they exposed us on a couple of sets that bothered us over and over again, and so we've got to make some improvement, but that's always the case. But I was really happy that that he was out there at the end of the game. It was a good experience for him because he hasn't been out there much since he came back, to close games.
Steve, what have you thought about Kevin's ability to play at such a high level consistently despite all the noise and distractions the past couple weeks?
He's one of the best players in the world and unbelievably talented he just plays. He loves the game. He loves to play and lose himself in the game, and I thought he did a great job of that tonight.
Coach, you mentioned going into the All-Star break, guys have a tendency to kind of look ahead to it, but you got a tough back-to-back coming up. How are you going to maintain that focus and avoid kind of the start that you had tonight?
Well, we have tomorrow off, and then we've got a shoot-around on Tuesday, and back-to-back against two very good teams. So, we're in a good groove. I don't know what we've won. What's the stat? 15 out of 16. So, doing really well. We can get better, and we'll be challenged by Utah and Portland. But hopefully we'll get Andre back. We'll see. We'll see how he's doing. But we'll be ready to go.
Was it basically Durant isolation, like last three or four possessions, essentially?
We have a few pet sets that we run that we like to run to get him the ball in a certain spot, he hit contested shots. They played great defense, but he got to his spots and knock down big shots. The three-point shot to tie the game was, I thought, the biggest shot of the game, because we really kind of lost all momentum there when they stole that inbounds pass and scored to make it a three-point game. So that was the shot of the game, and but he carried us offensively down the stretch.
Steve, is Jarebko making it hard for you to not give him minutes? It seems like several good games in a row.
Yeah, he's playing great. That's his role, is just to be ready for whatever, and he knows that. So he's a really valuable player for us. And I thought he was, as I said, he part of that group at the end of the first quarter. That got us back in the game.
And there's one more home game here at Oracle Arena before the All-Star break, and it's coming up Tuesday night with the Utah Jazz visiting. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.